What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Ministry of the Body. And to those of you who are here for the first time, my name is Lux, and welcome to the channel. So, we are on episode number 5 of Obstacles and Choices. And as you guys see in the thumbnail, we are talking about the Israelites. Yes, the very famous Israelites. Yes. So, we are going to be talking about some obstacles that they went through. Obstacles that God used to increase their faith. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get straight into the video. So we're going to take it way back in the day where the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. Now, God had sent Moses to go and set the people free. He said to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh that I want my people to be free so that they can come and worship me. All right? Because at that time, the Israelites were using their strength and their energy to do Egyptian things. They probably even built the temples that the Egyptians used to worship their evil gods. All right. Now, these people, their energy and their strength was just directed into the wrong place, which is lesson number one. Right. Last video, we spoke about environments and that being in the right environment is important. And sometimes when we're in the wrong environment, it can be that we start using energy that we're supposed to be using to glorify God, to glorify other things. It's important for us to realize that when we're in the right environment with the right people, we get to build the right things as well. Things that God wants us to focus our energy on. You find after 5-10 years of doing something, you realize that, man, I think I wasted my time. This was not for me. It gets to points like that where we waste time on things that we shouldn't be, you know, wasting time on. So this is the Israelite story at the moment. Right now, status quo is that they're in Egypt and they're slaving. Moses came and it's like, okay, it's time to go. So after the 10 plagues and God saving the Israelites, Pharaoh let them go. So I want to read a verse in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 17 to 18. It says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus, the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. Now, this Bible verse is saying that I want my Israelites to get to the promised land, the land that I've promised Abraham. I want them to see and experience this land filled with milk and honey. But because of you guys and the way you guys have been programmed in Egypt, you are not ready for battle. So I can't take you through the short route that will take you through the Philistine territory, which eventually they had to end up in. But that's when King David was there and he was able to feed Goliath. And you see, they were ready then. But at this point, they were not ready yet. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to take you through the long route through the wilderness. Now, there's something very important about the wilderness, because the wilderness has this thing about growth and about testing and something that increases your faith in God. When you remember Jesus, after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit fell on him, and God even came and said to the people and said to them, this is my son, my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. He spoke to them. And now this must have been the time where now Jesus is ready to start his ministry, but that was not the case. The Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, where he was tested. And at the end of the wilderness, there was a test where the devil decided he's going to try and tempt Jesus to see whether, you know, he is legit, you know. And obviously, we know the story. Jesus was able to stand those trials and defeated the devil. And the Bible even says that angels came to minister to him. So that increased something in Jesus, his character. He had to grow in a way, and then he started his ministry. Now the Israelites are being taken through the wilderness as well. And God is literally doing that exact same thing that he later did with Jesus Christ. This wilderness was meant to grow these Israelites, their faith in God, so that they can see some miracles that God is going to do in the wilderness with the Israelites. And then that faith that is built from God doing those miracles for them, they will be able to take that and then use that as strength and as background and as no, God did this for us in the wilderness. He can do it for us here. It built their faith for the Philistines. That's why God said, I'm going to take them through the field. They've been in Egypt for too long and they've been programmed a certain way. And even us, because of the environments that we're in, we get programmed to a certain pattern of thinking. And maybe that pattern of thinking God is trying to change so that we may be able to understand him a bit more, to see his miracles, so that we base our life choices, we base our decision making on what God has done for us, what we know he can do for our lives, so that when we get to the next point where God wants to take us, we have enough faith for that level that he has taken us to. So what I'm saying is basically they feared the Egyptians more than they feared God or knew of his power. They had more reverence for or respect for the Egyptians than they did for God. And that's why they complained so much. Their hearts were so hardened because they couldn't receive what God wanted to do for them because of this programming that happened in their mind. So your environment can definitely program you. The people that you're around will definitely program your mind to think a certain way, where you become respecters of people. You fear people more than you fear God. In fact, there's a Bible verse that I want to read for you guys in John chapter 12, verse 42. It says, many people did believe in him. And this is when Jesus was speaking and preaching. And there were a lot of people who were around, including religious leaders who were there. And this Bible verse is explaining that many people did believe in him. However, including some of the Jewish leaders, right? But they wouldn't admit to it for fear that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogues. For they loved human praise more than the praise of God. Now, this verse is it's sobering. It's a very sobering verse, right? Because this is just explaining to us that sometimes God tries to pursue your heart, but because of the way your mind is programmed to respect the things, the physical things of this earth, the carnal things of this earth, instead of respecting or revering or understanding or at least having the knowledge of God's power, that it's much bigger than what you're seeing here, you start to develop this idolatry mindset to people, that because you're afraid that people are going to think a certain way of you, you can't fully give yourself away to God. And this is the same thing that happened with the Israelites. Every time they came across a problem, they said, "Aye, Moses, take us back to Egypt. Take us back to Egypt. We don't understand what your God is doing here. Take us back to Egypt." So this was the current mindset that they had. And this is why they were not ready yet for the Philistines, or ready to go the short route. He had to take them through the wilderness so that they can learn to have faith in God. God had to say, okay, look, I want to show you my miracles while you are in the wilderness away from other armies. I want to take you through the wilderness, you and I. We're going to do this together. We're going to learn. I want to show you my miracles together. Let's do this thing, okay? So now God took them to the Red Sea. The Bible says God took them to the Red Sea. So meaning that the Red Sea was an actual destination. And it is a destination because God wanted to do something very special with this Red Sea. So now as the Israelites are walking through the wilderness, God decides that he is going to accompany them as a pillar of cloud during the day, just to make some conditions a bit more favorable for them. Comfortable, you get what I'm saying? And then at night, he would appear as a pillar of fire to provide light and warmth, because we know that the desert conditions are very extreme, okay? So now, God does something very special in this situation. He decides that he's going to make the Israelites reverse and go back to a point that they had already passed. Now, this made them look confused so that it would arouse attention from the Egyptians. All right. So as soon as the Egyptians saw that, man, these people look confused. We made the wrong decision. Yeah, let's go and fetch these guys. But God knew what he was doing. He did this on purpose, valid, to arouse the attention of the Egyptians, to say, hey, these guys are stuck in the desert. They don't actually know where they are going. And this brings me to a point that I also wanted to share, that confusion can attract manipulation from the enemy. It really can. The Bible talks about how my people perish, or my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, in Hosea chapter 6 verse 4, I believe, or 4 verse 6, one of the two. The Bible says that, God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the lack of knowledge makes people look confused, and then it also attracts manipulation from the devil, because he sees that this one doesn't know enough. I can easily manipulate this person to think a certain way. And because you don't have knowledge, the devil will bring his own knowledge, his deceitful knowledge, to make you think a certain way or act as, and to think that this is how things should be when it isn't. So confusion can attract manipulation. Lack of knowledge can attract manipulation from the devil. So it is important that we make ourselves knowledgeable about God's word. When the devil came to Jesus and said, the Bible says you can jump off this cliff and the angels will come and save you, he was using, you know, Bible verses. But because Jesus had knowledge, he didn't have lack of knowledge. He had knowledge. He was able to stand against the trials that the devil was trying to bring to him. All right. So people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible does say. So now the Bible says that God decides he's going to harden the heart of Pharaoh, because God wants to clearly flex on the Egyptians. That was, he says he wants to show his power. He wants to flex on them. Now, for the older generation, they don't know what flexing means. It means to show off in slang, you know, because you flex your muscles, you're showing them off to people, you're saying that I'm strong. Yeah. God wanted to do that. And really, honestly speaking, it really is okay to flex on people when you're flexing God's glory, okay? Not when you're flexing yourself. You see, when you flex your own power, you are putting yourself above. And that is going to turn into pride, and pride turns into idolatry, self-praise, self-worship, you know what I mean? So when you flex using God, you flex to God, God loves it. He doesn't mind you showing off when you're showing him off, all right? So showing off is okay when you're showing God off. That's why, that's what we call testimonies, you know? The older people call it testimonies. So when they go in the front of the church and they give a testimony, they are flexing. They're showing off what God did, all right? So it's okay to flex through God. And this is what God said. He's going to flex on them. He's going to flex on these Egyptians and show his power and increase the faith of the Israelites. So the Egyptians decided they're going to come. The Israelites are camped along the shores of the Red Sea. Now the Egyptians are now approaching, and the Israelites see that, hey, man, there's an army coming, and this guy's brought the whole army of Egypt to come against us. Didn't hang his whole. So now they all start complaining, saying, Moses, you see you've killed us. You see what you did. You see you, Moses. You see your life, Moses. You've killed us. We should have stayed in Egypt and be slaves than to be corpses out here in the wilderness. Why did you bring us out? And now Moses did a very important thing. You know, people are now just at him, saying, Moses, what have you done? Moses decides he's going to say some things that he was he was not too sure about, but he had the faith for them. He said, listen, you Israelites, God is great, okay? He will make a way. He will make a way, and these Egyptians that you see today, you will never see them again. Those were some very big claims. And Moses goes to God, is like, God, did you hear what I told them? I told them that they won't see these Egyptians again. Can we make this happen? God is like, why are you crying to me, Moses? You clearly have the faith. Now tell them to get up and let's go. But where are they going, God? Because there's water and there's Egyptians. What's going to happen here? And then Moses said, okay, guys, let's get up and let's go. Where they are going, we don't know. But God said to Moses, Moses, lift up your hand, stretch it over the waters, and command the waters to separate, make a pathway. He said, make a pathway in the water. He said, you can do it. What? God has given us so much power. We can command things to happen in our lives. Like God said, make a path. Did you not see this already? That you can make a path in the waters. Moses did not see it, but God told him to do it. So he did it. And now the waters are opening. God sent an angel behind the camp to begin to create a barrier between the Egyptians and the Israelites. So as the Israelites are crossing past this barrier of water on each side, where there's dry ground in the middle, God is like, okay, you guys can walk through here. He's showing them some serious miracles, guys, some serious things over here. Both the Israelites and the Egyptians were going through the same path that God had created, but that path was meant for a certain group of people, the Israelites, not the Egyptians. So basically, these Israelites are walking through potential death, because this is water. Guys, they were this water was so deep, it was raised up into the air on both sides, right? Now these Israelites are walking through potential death, or what looked like potential death, right? But for the Israelites, it was a way out of their situation. But for the Egyptians, it was potentially death for them. So depending on where you stand, in your relationship with God, whether you're an enemy of God or you're a child of God, there's certain things that he will do that will be a threat to you or a way out. All right? So God created a pathway for the Israelites, but to the Egyptians, this was death waiting to happen. All right? Now, certain pathways are not for everyone. When God makes a way for you and your enemies think they... All right? So as soon as the last Israelite came out and the last Egyptian went in, God said to Moses, lift up your hands and drop these waters. Hey! Moses dropped the waters onto the Egyptians and there was no more Egyptians. Certain challenges that we go through is so that God can continue to increase your faith for the next place that he's trying to take you to. Many of us have not reached our promised land of our purpose yet, but while we are getting there, while we are going there, while we are discovering ourselves in God, he's going to keep being God in your life and do miracles in your life so that he can show you that where you are going, yes, there will be challenges there as well. You know, there will be challenges there as well, but you will have the foundation and the right faith for it because you've seen me, you've experienced me, you know who I am. That mindset that you had in that environment, I've broken it down so that you can have a new mindset that is elevated, the way you know of the glory of God, and you can go and flex on people through my glory. And with that being said, I want to end off with one verse from Psalms chapter 77, verse 19. It reads as follows. It says, your road led through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. Now, the reason why I ended with this Bible verse is because sometimes we don't see where God has made a way. Because, you know, when the Israelites were camping at the shore of the Red Sea, God had hidden a road, a dry path for them, but they could not see it. Even Moses could not see it until he said to Moses, Moses, but you could have just like lift up your hand and open up. There's a pathway that I've made for you over here. And we may not see it. And God has created all these hidden pathways, all these hidden escape routes for us, you know. And let me explain like this, you know. When someone builds a house, right, maybe the president builds his new house, and maybe in that country there's a lot of terrorism or bad things that happen, you know, like maybe someone just wants, you know, to one day take the president out of his position. So what does the president do? He creates an underground bunker. An underground bunker has all these escape routes, and it takes you out to go at the back of town, you know, these underground routes in his house where if something happens, he can just go into this bunker and hide himself there or escape through that. But now no one knows that under this house there was a route, there was a pathway made, a bunker that was provisioned. And the only person or the people who know of this are the people who partnershiped in this thing. The person who drew the plans, the person who built it, and the president himself. All right? And the only way for us to see the things that are unseen that the Bible says God wants to show us so dearly is to partnership with God. God wants us to be partners with him in what he's going to do in our own lives and in the lives of other people. So this pathway that no one sees, you will see it. God never does anything without telling his people, his chosen ones, and you are a chosen one of God. The Holy Spirit has descended on you and has planted a seed in you, and God wants to partner with you to make sure that what he has planted inside of you will reach its promise. All right? So that is the video that I had for you guys today. I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and I hope that, you know, it made sense, and I hope that it encouraged you guys as well. So that's the end of the video. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember that your body is a ministry. And this ministry needs a partner. It needs to be partnered with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Jesus Christ, the whole Trinity, right? And once we partner with God, this ministry will be elevated from glory to glory. So, what is your body saying to us?